Ron, I've got to say, and I'm sure I speak for others when I say it, this series has really encouraged me in my faith. The idea of God shining through us best, even in times when we're at our worst. Well, it's a beautiful illustration of His power, His glory, and perhaps most of all, His mercy. Not only His mercy to us as cracked pots, but to all those around us who see the glory of God even in our weakness, maybe even especially in our weakness. As we put a bow on this series, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you for those kind words, Brian. I do have a couple of thoughts here as we prepare to move on to another series. You know, if we were all perfect, sinless, spotless, Garden of Eden before the fall kind of perfect, God wouldn't need to shine through our weaknesses. Everyone would recognize His glory and His majesty flawlessly, so He wouldn't need to find ways to shine through the cracks or the broken places. There wouldn't be any. And one day, that's exactly the kind of world we'll live in. That's called heaven. And it's a world where there are no cracks and no scars, no tears, no chips, no holes, no questions about who God is, no sin, no darkness. But in the meantime, God has gladly chosen to reveal Himself to the lost, and He has gladly chosen to allow us, as believers in Jesus Christ, the privilege of taking part in that revelation. We who are cracked and broken and vulnerable and sometimes rebellious, well, He has chosen us as Christians to show an unbelieving world that God is more than able to redeem imperfect people and then call them sons and daughters and make them joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It is when we fail that the world can realize, if it only will choose to realize it, that we who call ourselves Christians were not redeemed because of our goodness, but we were redeemed in spite of our badness. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what we call good news. Because when we fail, Brian, when we fall down and admit that we have fallen down, well, the world has a far better chance of seeing the mercy and grace of God on display through the cracks we just created for having fallen. Now, I'm not suggesting that we deliberately sin so that grace may be applied to us in mercy and the world can see that on display. No, on the contrary, because of the grace and mercy of God shining through our broken places, we strive to be holy in the power of the Holy Spirit. But when we are weak, He is strong. When there's less of us, there's more of Him. And that applies not only to our personal lives with Him, but to all those who need to see the Jesus in us so that they might be led to the very redemption we ourselves have already found in Him.